A mid-year review can allow us to make adjustments and exceed our goals. Hey there, Elite Contractors. Glad to have you here in another episode of the Contracting Coachcast, your place to find ideas, tips, and knowledge to help you take your contracting career or business to the next level. I'm Tony Booth, your host and founder of ContractingCoach.com, where you can find this Coachcast along with other great tools and resources to help you build a prosperous contracting business or career. Thanks, everybody, for joining me on this Tuesday, June 25th. And as you know, the theme of the week, if you caught yesterday's episode, the theme of this week is we are ending the second quarter. We are halfway through 2019. So it's halftime, right? Just like in all those sporting events, when the coach takes the team in at halftime and rallies the troops to come back out and win the game because, you know, we've made it through the first half of the game. We've learned what the other team, you know, what we're up against, what challenges we have, what we might be struggling with. So we make adjustments at halftime and go back out and win the game. And that's what this whole week's going to be about, looking at our different aspects of our business and understanding, you know, where are we for the year? We're halfway. So are we doing what we should be doing? Are we making our, you know, getting where we want to be, or do we need to adjust? And we always have to adjust, right? So understand that, you know, there's no way that you're going to plan this out perfectly at the beginning of the year and not have to do adjustments. And that's the whole point of halfway through the year, because we've put 6 months in now. We know that, you know, if it's not working, it's not working. And chances are it's not going to change in the next 6 months, right? So we want to use this time and really seriously take the time to go through this. During the week, we're going to talk a lot about this stuff. And those of you that maybe you didn't do as much planning as you should in the beginning of the year, that's okay. Still use this time and what we talk about, because it's not too late to plan the second half, okay? So building a successful business, we know it takes proper planning. We can't just run by the seat of our pants or the seat of the pickup truck. We have to plan things out. We sit in the beginning of the year. We like we talked about yesterday, we make a lot of plans and we base a lot of stuff on those plans. So we set goals that we're going to look for, things we want to do this year with the company or the team or the project, and we set out to accomplish it. And hopefully we've done that in a decent way, at least have established some type of metrics. You'll hear me refer to those all week long as KPIs or key performance indicators. We should all have some key performance indicators because that's how we determine the score, right? That's how we know if we're keeping score. If we don't have, you know, key performance indicators, if we don't have those stats, we're not going to know if we're on track or not, right? So all of those goals and metrics that we set in the beginning of the year, they require attention. We can't just, you know, set a goal and say, okay, well, I'm going to win 2 out of every 5 jobs I submit an estimate on. And my variation between actual and estimated cost is going to be less than 2%, right? We can say that all we want, but if we don't take action, if we don't measure it and pay attention to it, how are we going to know if we're meeting it? We're just going to wait till the end of the year and say, oh, guess what? We missed our accuracy on our estimates by 5%. Well, that's 5% of profit. If you're missing your accuracy halfway through the year at 5%, you make a correction. Maybe you get to the end of the year, you only missed it by 2.5%. You see, that's why it's important to take this time this week and next week. I think next week's a great week as well, especially those of you in the U.S. You got 4th of July. It's going to be a kind of slow week. So go through these things and really pay attention, because we want to look at all our KPIs, understand what results we've gotten halfway through the year, how's the score, so that we can make adjustments. Because if we don't correct course, we're going to miss the target. You know, if we're off just a little bit now, but we keep going off course, we're going to get in trouble, you know. Think about if you sail out of one port heading to a next and your compass is off by, your direction's off by 2%. Well, the first day you don't get that far off course. But each day it compounds more and more to the point that you miss your target. But if you correct course, you can get back. So that's what we want to do. So this week we're going to be talking about reviewing those KPIs, looking at those things of where we are, and seeing what we need to change, what's working, what's not working, what we can adjust, and so that we can win. I mean, this is halftime. This is where we go in and we really look and we evaluate where we are, right? Up until now, we've been in the middle of the game. We don't always have time to look back, but we have to make it a point at this juncture, halfway through, to look back and make those adjustments so we can win the second half. And as I mentioned earlier, I know, you know, some of you that listen may not have taken the time at the beginning of the year to set up actual KPIs. Maybe you have some goals, but you didn't set the KPIs. You didn't set the tasks that you're going to do. That's okay. At a bare minimum, you need to at least review your goals, right? If you set a goal of $2 million in revenue for the year, in actual revenue, then at this point in time, you better have built out $1 million worth of work by the end of this month, or chances are you may not make it, right? So that's what this halftime's about. Look at your goals. If you don't have KPIs, I would recommend that you take a little extra time this week and next and make a couple. You don't have to dive into it with the full, throughout the business KPIs, but at least make a couple so that you can have a metric that you're tracking to see where you're at. So today we're going to be talking about marketing, sales, and estimating, just like we normally do. And so we're going to look at each of those areas and just kind of talk a little bit about, again, about what key things we should be tracking and look at what we should do. Okay. So we'll start with marketing. And when I look at marketing, what's our main objective with marketing? It's getting leads. So our KPIs, that we want to track, the things we want to look at when it comes to marketing, is are we generating the leads? Okay. I mean, that's number one. If we're spending money on marketing, then we need to know, are we getting leads in the door? Then there's some other things that obviously we want to pay attention to. Are they the right leads? Are they quality leads? Are they, how much are we spending in each different area to generate those leads? We have social media, we have advertising, we have directories, we have lead services and all those different things that we use to generate those leads. We want to look at them. Just like a football team would go into halftime and look at their stats on their running game versus their passing game, and may decide in the second half to do more running than passing because they're getting better results. And that's the same for us, right? We want to look at those things that we're doing in our marketing, or anything for that matter, but we want to look and say, are we getting where we need to go? If we set out and had a KPI of 15 leads per month, are we getting those leads? And again, we might be getting the leads, but then we need to drill a little further. Are they quality leads? Are they ready to buy? Are they, are they coming through that funnel the right way to allow us to meet the rest of our things? So in the marketing side, we want to just look at that, kind of the same thing as a pyramid with that. Are we getting leads? And then we keep drilling down, figure out where our best leads are coming from, where we're scoring points and where we're not scoring points, so that we can make adjustments. And if we find that, the new Facebook ad campaign that we started running is bringing in all kinds of leads, but the Instagram ads don't do us any good, well, maybe we adjust the money a little bit. Maybe we look at how we're addressing those. Maybe we're not, quite doing them properly, but it's time to relook at it and see what the strategy is for the second half of the year so that we can get on track? Or if we're already on track, which hopefully most of you are, how do we ramp it up a little bit more? It's not going to hurt if we're looking for 15 to get 20, right? So that's our marketing side. Just kind of go through that. Then we want to look at sales. And on the sales side, the main result, performance result that we're looking for out of the sales side is contracts, right? Contract volume, it's bookings, whatever you want to, you know, whatever you call it. But it's really, this is the, did we sign the contract with them? Did we get the work? Did we load the work in? And so we want to look, you know, as I said earlier, we were talking about sales or about revenue, and revenue is different from sales. Make sure you keep that in mind. Don't look at your QuickBooks and say, well, man, I wanted to do 2 million in sales, but I've only built out 700,000 so far. Because sales is production. I mean, revenue is production. Sales is bookings. We may have another $1 million on the books that we haven't started yet. So when it comes to sales, this is about looking at your backlog, those contracts, those proposals that are out that have been signed, but ones that have been signed is really all you're tracking here. It's up to operations to worry about putting the work in place. And if we're one and the same, we both got to worry about it. But when you're looking at KPIs for sales, don't confuse it with revenue. So we should be looking at tracking wins, right? Like how many contracts did we sign? How many contracts did we get awarded to us? Some other things to look at on the sales side is how many, you know, calls are we making? How many visits? How many interactions with potential customers do we have? Because if we set this up properly, we know in that funnel that we need to talk to 5 potential customers to win 2 jobs. So that's some of the KPIs I'd be looking at this point so that I can make corrections. Maybe I find out that, you know, my sales are down a little bit because I'm not making as many appointments. And maybe the reason why I'm not making as many appointments is because I'm not following up fast enough. Who knows? That's the point of our whole review at halftime, is to look at these areas and say what's working, what's not. Okay. You may have a system down where a potential customer calls into the office, and maybe we find out that because when they call in, we take a name and phone number and we promise to call them back, that when we call back, we're not getting much interaction. Maybe we need to do more on that initial call. So that's the whole, it's kind of just sitting back at this point and just looking back, looking at those KPIs. Again, for sales, it's going to be how many proposals did you get out the door and how many did you win, right? I mean, that's the key here. We got to win the work before we can put it in place. So we look at that, look at the tasks we're doing, look at the things we're doing, and see what adjustments we need to make. If we tried something new this year and it's knocking it out of the park, then we focus on it, right? So take a look at your sales side. How are we doing on our bookings? Are we getting the contracts that we need to hit our revenue goals? Are we getting the calls? Are we getting all that stuff? And this is going to go hand in hand with marketing and estimating. That's why I always throw all these 3 topics together, because if we don't have good marketing, we could be hitting some of our KPIs in sales, like phone calls and leads, and or not leads, but the calls, and we could be hitting our KPI and estimating of getting 5 proposals a month out, you know. We could be doing well there, but if our marketing's not bringing in the right leads that are ready to buy, then we got to look at it. So that's why I always look at all these 3 together. So as you're going through all this, we want to look at our KPIs as sales. Did we get the bookings that we're looking for? And then start to understand where we're doing well, where we're not doing so well. And if we're getting the bookings, that's great. Still want to look at it, still understand it, so we can adjust and know what's going forward. Because maybe we didn't shoot for a high enough target, and we need to up our target for the second half of the year. And then the next part of all this is see what's working, see what's not, and make the adjustments so we can go out and win the second half. So then on to estimating. And again, as you'll see, a lot of this all is kind of one in the same. If we don't have good marketing, bringing in the right opportunities, the right potential clients, and if the sales team doesn't do a good job of getting them to that point of coming to the table and we can do an estimate, then it doesn't matter how good our estimate is if we don't get the opportunities. But we also can look at that the other way. The marketing team could be bringing in the right leads, and the sales team can be teeing them up perfectly, and our estimating is off, and we're putting in too high of numbers, or maybe we're taking too long to get numbers back. So again, we want to look at that, understand where we are, and look at those KPIs and see what we're doing. When I look at estimating, the key results to me there are going to be, number one, wins, and number two, the accuracy of our bid. Okay. This is where it starts, you know, estimating starts to tie into the rest of the business here, because we certainly know, you know, you could go out and win a bunch of work if you wanted to. All you got to do is cut that number by 20%, submit the bid. We're going to win a bunch of work, but we're not going to be in business very long. So estimating has to have both a win and an accuracy type KPI for it, so that we know that we're putting good estimates out that win us work and make us money. So in here, I often look at a win ratio. What percentage of projects that I submit bids on do I actually win the opportunity? Because it's important to know that. And then we want to look at our profit and loss side of things. How is our profit and loss on a job compared to our estimate? And this is doesn't have to be super complicated, but it needs to be something that we look at. If we estimated that a $100,000 job was going to cost us $75,000 to build it, did it cost us $75,000? And if it didn't, and even if it did, we need to look into details here. Where are we hitting the material numbers right, the labor numbers right, equipment numbers right? It's time to adjust that, because if we have some profit fade because of bad estimating in the first half of the year, then let's correct it so we can make up for it in the second half of the year. So that's where, you know, on the estimating side, we start moving towards the business side, right? The profit and loss side of the business. Marketing, sales, those are often kind of like just straight up overhead. But when we get to estimating, the estimating is where it starts to turn into our profit and loss side. So we want to make sure that our estimating KPIs include something related to the accuracy. So we're going to look at win ratio is a big one here, which coupled with good sales and marketing, we should be able to get a pretty high win ratio. And, we want to look at that. Are we churning them out on time? Are we getting them to our customers as promised? One of the biggest complaints I hear all the time is people saying, well, you know, they promised me an estimate next Friday, and, you know, here it is 2 weeks later and I haven't gotten my estimate yet. So that's a KPI that every estimating team should be paying attention to. Are you turning them out in the time that you promise? Not to rush them. I'm not saying we got to rush them. Make sure you have perfect time to do a good estimate. But are we meeting our goals and hitting our promises? So that's really it for the sales, marketing, and estimating day. Just kind of go through that stuff. Let's look through it. Look at those KPIs. If you don't have some good ones, you know, reestablish some. We got a whole half of the year left, right? We got plenty of time. Now's the time to look at what we're doing and fix any problems so that they don't create bigger problems down the road. All right, we can still win this. So let's get it done this week. Take a look at your sales, marketing, estimating. Make those adjustments so we can win the second half. That's it for today, folks. Thanks so much for tuning in. Everybody have an amazing day. Stop waiting. Start building.